Reading from Kabbalah Lamatchil, page 29. We're beginning with Vehine. And anyone getting into the depth of the matters, he will wonder, how is it possible for man to come to complete equivalence of form, all his deeds to be in order to bestow upon his fellow man, at a time that all of man's creation is only to receive for oneself, and on behalf of his creation he is incapable of even carrying out a small deed in favor of the other, but at a time that he bestows upon the others, he must expect that by this, eventually, he will receive something in reward which is profitable. And even if he has a doubt, the slightest doubt in the profit, he will prevent himself from carrying out the deed. And how is it possible that all of his deeds will be in order to bestow upon the others and nothing for himself? It's like we want a car to drive without us filling it. What can it do? And nothing. We're also the still compared with spirituality, where we're incapable of moving without any fuel. We don't even understand what fuel is and how we move. But whoever begins to feel, he feels, he reveals that if he doesn't receive a reward, not that he doesn't want to move, but he is incapable of moving because his body is merely the will to receive, and the will to receive has to receive fulfillment for any action, and this fulfillment to be worthwhile, meaning more than I spend, more than I exert myself. If I spend, for instance, 10 kilos of fuel, I have to receive 11 kilos of pleasure, because if one is for the other, why should I move at all? Meaning that each and every time I'm capable of working upon myself, and for instance, I didn't want to study something, but I felt that Dad is giving a bit of spanking, so it's good to learn and not get spanked. Or they tell me, learn and you'll receive a reward. So it is worthwhile for me learning, because the reward is not the reward, the learning itself, but the medal is that I'll receive a reward for that. Or maybe the learning itself is a reward, is a prize. I like this wisdom. But nonetheless, there has to be a fulfillment. Without it, it's impossible to move. So, if we're built out of such matter, how is it possible to demand from us for us to move without fuel? I can't give anything from myself to the other because he's the other. I don't feel that I'm receiving accordingly. If I give to my children, I feel that I receive because I love them. Their deficits and my deficits, for me, they're one and the same. But if I give someone which is not connected to me, deficit to deficit, then how can I give? Turns out that a man, on behalf of his own nature, is incapable of giving. And even to think, he can't depict for himself how is it possible for him to move without receiving anything in return. And there constantly has to be a worthwhile reception. More worthwhile, less worthwhile, it's by the suffering, it's by the values which I suddenly receive from the environment. If you'll be thin, you'll be beautiful in our eyes. And then, I'm going to be thin, I don't eat, I suffer, because for me, the pleasure of seeing how people look at me, how I look, my pride, it's greater it's more worthwhile for me than the suffering and the lack which I bring upon myself. We can play with these matters. What's more, what's less. But after I made this game of what's more, what's less, I nevertheless, I'm going to work upon whatever gives me a profit, either the profit of being thin or a profit of being smart or a profit of being known, doesn't matter what. There has to be a profit. And here we're talking without any profit whatsoever, nothing. It's not that spirituality is more than corporeality. It's worthwhile for you to work your whole life for the next world. Why? Are you a fool? What is this life? 70 years, and maybe you have left, who knows how much, maybe 1 or 2 days left, or another 30 years, who knows? Here you gain eternity. You earn the next world. You earn paradise. Imagine paradise one way or another. Nonetheless, it's paradise. Isn't it worthwhile working for? And therefore, it's called he who exchanges a cow for a donkey. It is worthwhile for me to be my whole life under restrictions, limitations, under guard. But on the inside, I constantly feel a good calculation is dripping in there. And I'm prepared to work. I'm looking at the others and I don't know what they're doing. They're as beasts. They make a calculation only for the time being. I make a calculation for something much greater than them. I'm earning. Meaning, I merely work with the pride, with the self-love, with a greater self-love than what they do. This is the difference between the religious and the seculars, it turns out, and no more than that. Because they don't understand why has the Creator given us what is called Torah and Mitzvot, today to do a certain thing and tomorrow to receive the reward. What is the reward? The reward, the true reward from the Torah and Mitzvot, for me to have what? The love of the others, as it is written, it is a great law in the Torah. Love of the others, it means that by all the actions which I bother for at the moment, I have to reach a state where I give everything. I'm working without any fuel. The next world, it's called when I come to a state where I only give. That's my reward. So, this is what you work for. This is what you study for. This is what he asks. Meaning, we're incapable of being neither seculars nor religious. We have to understand that our work is in order to receive a spiritual reward, which is complete bestowal. For me to come to a state where I only give, and for me it's going to be as a pleasure. Pleasure. Because the purpose of creation is to enjoy. To enjoy bestowal. To enjoy bestowal, not the way I enjoy towards my children as I bestow upon them. It's not called bestowal. I don't give them. I eventually give myself. Because naturally I'm connected with them. To enjoy bestowal, it means the other. Not to the relative, to the one close to you, but the other, to whoever is detached of me. To a measure to which I don't care about him. They give an example in the Gemara in Bala Sulam. He gives us this example in the articles of Matan Torah and the Arvut. Once about the servant, the slave, and another time about the convert. People which are obviously not in the field of my interest. This is what he says Zulat about, the fellow man, the other. Not the relative. So, he tells us, how is it possible for all his deeds to be in order to bestow and nothing for himself? We need, by the wisdom of Kabbalah, to reach a condition where there is no paradise, there is no hell like we think, neither from the fear or the reception of a nice reward. There is a reward. This reward is to bestow. to receive the divine part from above, the Creator is completely in bestowal, you'll be in bestowal also in something. This is called a soul. This means that you've connected with Him, you've joined with Him. This is what the Torah offers us. Even though someone thinks that it is worthwhile, which prophet does he think it is worthwhile for him to have? So therefore, Baal HaSulam says, it is impossible to even think about such an action which could take place in bestowal. Certainly, I acknowledge that it's a very difficult thing, and no man has the power to change his created nature, which is only to receive for himself. And needless to say that to change his nature from one extreme to the other, that is, he receives nothing for himself, but all his actions are only to benefit the Creator. And why? There is something else here. If I'll connect everyone to me, like my body, then of course I'll give them the same as I give to my body. I love myself, something hurts, I can't forget about it, it hurts. Why doesn't your foot hurt? To me, my foot hurts. If your foot will hurt the same as my foot hurts for me, I'll take care of it. Here we're talking about not correcting the connection, the preliminary correction breaking between us. It stays. The breaking has to remain as it was, because we stay in the deficit, in a cut between us. The other remains the other. Upon this, I connect with him. Upon the absence of connection between us. This absence of connection, the gap remains. It holds the Kli in a great fashion, in a great egoistic desire. We don't erase. I haven't suddenly revealed, oh, you're my brother, I didn't know. The parents didn't tell me about it. Now I've just met you after 20 years. I gave you a beating after... And suddenly my mom tells me, you know he's your brother? No. You remain foreign towards me. And upon this, and I constantly feel foreign, upon this, I connect. Otherwise, it means that I'm making favor for myself. Yes? Okay, please. Therefore, the Creator gave us Torah and mitzvot, and performance of mitzvot for their own sake. That is, to use them to cause pleasure to our Creator, and not for self-benefit. There would be no resource that would ever help us to transform our nature. And form, here you understand, the great emphasis on serving of Torah and mitzvot. There's a certain tool. There is a certain force, I don't know which, something which is called Torah and mitzvot. I really don't know what it is. And it's said many times that it's something concealed. It said, innocent Torah. Innocent meaning that you can't touch it. It's something which is closed and man doesn't know what it is. Meaning what kind of a tool, a means, a certain tool, a means which exists in that part which is completely in order to bestow, which is completely the Creator. But we can use it. Meaning between me and the Creator, there is something called Torah and Mitzvot. If I use them, despite each one being the other, upon this I can tie myself and refer to him as if he is I, as if he's me. And the ovyut and the gap between us remains, not to forget. You don't erase it. This resistor, this resistance between us, this resistance between us, I, and him, this resistance between us remains. It's as Oviut upon which we build the Kli. Upon it, above it, we build the Masach. It's not the Oviut which exists in me in the will to receive, where I enjoy, where I wish to draw everything upon myself. It's not Oviut, it's beastliness. These desires, like we say bodily desires and human desires, it has nothing to do. It has nothing to do with spirituality. Spirituality, you should have this resistance towards it. These are the desires for correction. Okay, fine. Sometimes with an aleph, sometimes with a hey. I don't know. I see one way or another. Maybe it's mistakes sometimes. Okay, so it's obvious. These are the desires for correction. Upon them we build a screen and a masach, and it turns into a kli. Not my desires for different things. I want to eat, have a good time, one thing or another, nothing. Only my will towards the others, and only it. I find out I want to come near to him and be together with him in the purpose of creation. These are the desires here, the Oviut upon which I have to work. Yes, Gershon. You always give the example of parents towards children. If the love of parents towards children, I give this example because it's nonetheless, it's an example, although it's a natural one. But it is copied from spirituality, and it's possible to learn from it about spirituality. Yes? What can we take from it if... For me, it's something. For us, it's something natural. If it's close to me, it's mine. So, it has nothing to do. No, no. Wait a moment. I didn't talk about the parents here. I don't understand what you're saying here. There is someone. You see, I wrote he, him, the other, as he says, completely the other, foreign to me. I have nothing towards him. Vice versa, if I find out I have to give him, I have a point in the heart, I'm yearning for spirituality, I don't know what, I'm being brought to a group, I'm being brought to books, they tell me, my dear fellow, you have to realize actions of giving to the friend. As I realize these actions, I wish to connect with him. A friend. They tell me that he's a friend. I don't find out yet him being a friend, but I'm being told so. When I begin to work towards him, then according to the work, according to the exertion, we find out here this resistor, this resistance, according to the exertion. If I do not perform the resistance, I can't find out that it is against. What does he say? It's something extremely hard. It's impossible. It's from edge to edge. On foundation of what does he say that it's from one radical to the other? He says that foundation of this, I do the work towards the others, and I seemingly want to understand what I'm being demanded of, then I find out that this thing is impossible. Find out that it is impossible. Only according to the exertion. You understand? And now we understand that it has nothing to do with food or sex or respect or anything else in this world. These are things which sometimes happen with me. It doesn't matter. It's only towards the friend with whom I wish to connect, and then I find out to which extent it's repulsive for me. Only in this. People, they get confused. They're dealing with matters which have nothing to do with the revelation, even of the spiritual of youth. Yes? My question is, many times you say that we're supposed to feel the friend the same as a mother feels her child. So if it's like, but it's not like, because according to the example which you say now, then what are we supposed to take from the example, for instance, like a mother loving her child? I don't know. I can't say now. I'm not in it. You're grabbing on, you're holding on to a certain incident and you want it. Go on. Page 30. Wait. It's a question from New York. If I have a biological brother in New York in the group, how can I refer to him as someone foreign and build the love towards him? Also, not now. It's a very specific case, and not to get mixed up, and not to get confused with the general topic. And from here, you understand the great emphasis on service of Torah and mitzvot lishma. For if his intention that the Torah and mitzvot is not towards the Creator, but only for himself, not only did he not transform the natural desire to receive that is within him, but on the contrary, the desire to receive will be much greater from what is his natural endowment by nature. What does he want to tell us? We can use what we call in this world Torah and mitzvot. If we use this, not in order to correct our relation towards the others, love of the others, the generality of the Torah, if I don't go over it, then I turn the Torah into the opposite. Not for the correction of my ego, but as he says, whoever does not engage in it properly, doesn't stabilize himself properly towards the fellow man, where this should be as a goal to begin with, and then you approach the Torah. Because I've created the evil inclination, as you find here, you discover here, the evil inclination. And then, when you discover it, then number two is the Torah spice. And not any other way. I've created the evil inclination, I've created Torah spice. To the measure to which you need it, then you can discover what Torah means. Then you discover the light. The light which reforms. Obvious. And then it works. Then it means that the Creator gave a certain Torah and mitzvot, a certain system, a code, a mechanism, I don't know what. Then it's called that we discover what it is. Otherwise, if to begin with, we do not come in order to reveal the love towards the others, in order to govern us. We use what we understand as Torah and mitzvot. It's not spirituality. It's only to increase our corporeality. This is what he says again. And from here you understand the great emphasis on service of Torah and mitzvot lishma. For if his intention in Torah and mitzvot is not towards the Creator, but only for himself, meaning not towards loving others thyself, not for bestowal towards the others, from the love of the others to the love of the Creator. Not only did he not transform the natural desire to receive that is within him, but on the contrary, the desire to receive will be much greater from what is his natural endowment by nature. And unfortunately, This is what we discover many times. People which engage in the Torah in this world, not in order to correct themselves from hatred into love, to climb the Mount of Zion in order to receive the Torah, but they wish to continue what we have within us, the hatred for the others, what happened after the destruction of the temple, and not to return to the condition as it was previously, the love of the fellow man, as Rabbi Akiva taught us. Then unfortunately we see such incidents that the Torah becomes the potion of death. It brings a man to be an even greater egoist than it was before the learning of the Torah. Meaning, you have to see and be careful to use the Torah correctly. The light within it corrects. Let's say the power I feel I receive from the Creator, I pass it on to the friends. Did I do anything by that? We're not talking about the matter currently. There will be a confusion as a result. Yes, please. If you can speak about this point again. The recognition of evil, the evil inclination, the ovyut, it is revealed only against the exertion a person gives from the point in his heart towards the connection with the friends. What does it mean to begin with there should be an intention lishma? Not lishma. To begin with there has to be a direction. Simple direction. Where I am now, which I am now taking towards spirituality. Spirituality, it means, like it's written in the Torah, the love of the other. A rule in the Torah, which includes all the mitzvot, all the actions, it's only in order for, by each and every action, by each and every step, to reach the love of the other. The approaching it, if I discover that I'm incapable by this and I don't want it. It's also in the coming closer, I discover this matter, but I'm going towards it, whatever happens. And then the light reforms. Yes? We learn that the will to receive, you add it to whoever advances properly in order to overcome it and to correct it. And why do you add the will to receive to whoever uses the Torah incorrectly? We are in the system of forces. We are in the system of forces. Simply, the Torah is a light. Whoever wants to use this light for the good or adversely, he uses it. But again, the use which he makes, it's also eventually for the good, but it's a very long path. It's also eventually revealed that they've lost themselves, they got lost in this world. They've used it incorrectly, but it's a very long circle which is called exile. There is the exile which is aimed from above. So we will get mixed into the souls, we'll get mixed with the others, and there is the extension of the exile which we don't want to come out of from the times of the Aryan onwards. When Messiah, son of Joseph, came, he brought us the method of correction, the Malchut included in the Yesod. Yosef is Yesod. And they don't want to use it, but they want to continue the exilic Torah. And if there comes a different time, then it turns out that they use it in order to increase the ego. Let's put it this way. From the times of the Aryan onwards, the learning of the Torah, not according to the method of Kabbalah, brings all the evil which exists. Before this, there had to be the exile. There were big problems before this in the world, and especially for Jews, the Inquisition, all the problems, or the... It was so planned from above. We'll learn it once, and we'll understand to which extent these things were essential. And part of the exile, which occurs from the times of the Aryan onwards, it's completely an exile which we perform ourselves, where we want to return to the good. And therefore, in this part, something, the opposite happens with you. Till the time of Dari, and maybe a bit afterwards, people, they were all cleaved on to the holy still. They realized whatever is written without any doubts, without anything, because this was the desire. From the times of Dari and onwards, the will began to rise and increase. Then the technological development began. The Jews began to leave religion, the Renaissance, the time of education, etc. The true corruption came in addition to the previous exile. Yes? What does it mean for us where Bala Sulami writes, if his intention in the Torah and mitzvot is not for the sake of the Creator, what does it mean towards us? For the sake of the Creator, it means bestowal, to bring a man to adhesion with him. This is the goal. This is the goal for which man is created in the opposite fashion, so that by this power, which is called the light, which is reformed, to reach adhesion with the Creator. Adhesion with the Creator, it means that he accepts upon himself the quality of bestowal as a second nature. To cleave on, it means cleave on to his qualities. As he is merciful, so will you be merciful. Whoever is not aiming himself towards this, not that he doesn't aim himself, he doesn't want to acknowledge it, he doesn't want to know about it. Us not wanting it, it's nature, it's natural we don't want it. As we reveal the recognition of evil, when we reveal this resistance and the revelation of this resistance, it's an inevitable part of correction. Without revealing this of you, I'm incapable of later on correcting the screen upon it. I have to have this resistance. Later on, it's going to be the Kli, which you constantly talk about, or the Partsuv being beside it, that later on the screen will be upon it. Upon what? Upon this resistance. It becomes here the goof of the Partsuv. And above, it's going to be the Rosh. What will you do about it? When I receive the light which reforms, I compose a masach, I build the masach, then the masach builds my rosh, the calculations. Yes? It's written here, to give to the others, to the love of the others is to give to the others, and if I know this in advance, I eventually receive in return. But you don't have such a measure of connection with them in order to feel that you are me. So begin, start, please. Yes. A question from the States. Do we have to reach the recognition of how incapable we are of loving the other, and as a result there will come to... Of course. Love another as thyself. First of all, you have to be in as thyself. You have to get to know, first of all, how much you love yourself. This is called the recognition of evil. The measure to which I love myself upon disregarding the other and how much he doesn't exist for me. I can't, one upon the other, I can't say that this is black. Only because there is a white, and on the background, on the white, this is black. Therefore, I can't acknowledge that I love myself. Tell someone on the street that you love only yourself. I love only myself. I think about the others. I want everyone to feel good. When does he feel that he loves only himself? When he begins to deal in the love of others, when he tries to come out of himself, he begins to see that his nature is completely for himself. What does Bala Sulam write? He tries to explain to us that we're all immersed only in self-love, because it's a great learning, the recognition of evil, when I think only about myself. I wish that in a couple of years we'll get to know this. It's an extremely advanced and great stage. We have no foundation to go onwards without it. Therefore, it's written, love another as thyself. Where you can't understand to which extent you hate the others upon your love, and as much as you love yourself, since you disregard the others, one against the others, it's revealed, one against the other, and only that way. A thing and its opposite has to exist in the definition of the state. I always have to compare one against the other, otherwise I'm in the air. It's like someone on the outside, he tells me, I love the others, because he has nothing towards what to measure. Well, another passage. And what does that individual achieve who merits the bond with the Creator? This is not elaborated upon in any place except by subtle teachings. However, in order to explain the theme of my talk, I will illustrate my subject with an example. Okay, so certainly we don't have any kelim, any tools by which we can, any vessels by which we can understand what it means to love the other, to cleave on to the Creator. In short, to be like the Creator. Very simple. To be cleaved on to the Creator is to be like the Creator in everything. In understanding, force, action, thought, perception, completion, eternity, everything. So how can you explain this? We don't have the tools to understand. It's like to explain to someone small what it means to be a grown-up. But at least we're in one world, both the one wanting to explain and the child. Here it's two worlds, meaning completely opposite nature. So nevertheless, he wishes to give examples as what it is. First of all, this article for the conclusion of the Zohar, it is an article which was said verbally. So there isn't necessarily an order here, because suddenly he stops. About the hardship of coming out of the ego and coming to the love of the other. And he explains, but if you will do it, look what you'll get for it. He as if leaves it aside. So how nonetheless do we correct ourselves? Torah and mitzvot, he said, and nothing else, seemingly. Maybe from this example of what it means to be a creator, then he'll explain to us then how do we pass on from the hatred of the others, from the opposite to the Creator's nature, to be similar, compare with the Creator. The body and its limbs are a whole, and the whole body disseminates thoughts and feelings to each of its individual limbs. For example, if the whole body thinks to one of its limbs to serve and delight it, immediately that limb knows its thoughts and finds for it the delight that it contemplated. And so, too, if some limb thinks and feels that the position where it is pains it, immediately the whole body knows its thought and feeling and moves it into a comfortable place. Indeed, if some limb should be cut off from the body, then they are made into two separate autonomies, and the body does not know the needs of the separate limb. And the limb knows no longer the thoughts of the body, so as to serve and be useful to it. And if a physician succeeds in reconnecting the limb and the body as before, the limb regains its knowledge of the thoughts of the needs of the body, and the body regains its knowledge of the needs of the limb. According to this example, we can understand the achievement of the man who merits the bond with the Creator. Meaning he becomes an inseparable part in the Creator, and this part seemingly is missing in the Creator. There is another point here. Only the way he is cut, we're talking about the cut-off part, it doesn't know what's happening with the body. But the body, it feels that cut-off part as being missing also. It's called the sorrow of divinity. Tsar Shechina. Of course, there are both of these things here. Therefore, we're talking about the desire of the Creator, which we have to connect to, anticipating, wanting, suffering. As I already discussed in detail in my introduction to the book of Zohar, that the Neshama is a light which extends from his essence, and this light is separated from the Creator by means of desire to receive, in which the Creator enclothed the Neshama for his thought in bringing forth the creation is to give pleasure to his creatures. So he created in each neshama, soul, a desire to receive pleasure, and this attribute of the desire to receive differs from the creator's attribute and thus separates the light from his essence and makes her to be a part separated from him. So what happened? Seemingly, that area which was fulfilled by light, yeah, that, let's say, a part of him, it became corrupted and the light departed. Now it's empty here. Empty. As if it's cut off. It's inside, it didn't escape anywhere, but it lost the connection with the whole body, the whole general body. Inside, it's empty. And although the body feels that it is missing, this part, it's even in a state where it doesn't feel the lack. It doesn't feel that it is missing something. It doesn't feel that it's cut off. It lost all the connection with the body. This shell, this external shell, it isolates him from the body. Yes? Read this passage again, please. According to this, we should understand the virtue of a man who merited cleaving onto him. I already explained in my introduction to the book of Zohar that the neshama is a light which extends from his essence, and this light is separated from the Creator by means of the desire to receive, meaning suddenly here there was revealed the will to receive, and then the light was revealed. Was revealed the will to receive. Hidgala, it's with the letter He, Hidgala, in past tense. And then the light, it left, exited. Okay, for his thought is bringing forth the creation, is to give pleasure to his creatures. So he created in each neshama a soul, a desire to receive pleasure, and this attribute of the desire to receive differs from the creator's attribute and thus separates that light from his essence and makes her to be a separate apart from him. It means that to die in, I told you, it's not to the point. Sit down, someone else is trying there. If I try to depict the general picture, there's a bit of like, it seems as if the creator is a bit of a masochist. I identify them. You see, it's not simply in vain. Okay, onwards. According to the text, I'm asking of you. Okay. Yes, please. Before you said that the correction is only in the resistance. How could there be a correction in a place which I don't feel it to be a wound, the illness? So all the discernments of a person that during the day he wants respect, all of those desires, all of his ego is, so what? It's gradually they receive their place according to how much they advance. They fall off from him. Meaning, the great desires, the yearnings, they don't leave a place for such small desires and corporeality. Nonetheless, it remains for a large period of time. Don't worry, there will be large obstacles along the way, also after the barrier. This world, it's still, Shimon from the market. He doesn't simply write from the market. It's not that simply he feels himself standing there and selling something. It's in clothing upon the obstacles in this world. And it's possible for them to clothe in different forms. That's only said so, Shimon, from the marketplace. You know, it's nicely said. There could come, God forbid. Every soul was before its creation included in his essence. However, with the creation, that is, with the natural desire to receive pleasure that is inborn in her, she obtained a difference of attribute from the Creator, and was separated from the Creator, whose way is just to extend for dissimilar attributes separates in spirituality, just as a chisel in materiality, as explained above. And so the soul now is like the limb which was cut off from the body and was separated from it. For even though before the separation, the two of them, the limb and the body, were one whole and exchanged thoughts and feelings with each other. However, after it was cut off, the limb and the body were made with this and clothed in a body of this world again. However, after it was cut off, the limb and the body were made with this into two autonomies, meaning that the separation between the body and between the soul and the body where it's felt, it is the five worlds. These are the five worlds, this separation. If it's not a detachment, so there's infinity. Namely, there's a tight connection. And if there is a kind of detachment, it's called this world. Detachment, this world. Detachment equals this world. And this world, it's also, you have to give a definition. What is this world? It's not that the world where we have the streets out there and people and beasts and animals and people, and it's a spiritual discernment where a person feels that he is detached. He is detached from the connection with the Creator, and he is in oppositeness towards him. He's completely thrown into an opposite attribute to the Creator. It means that he is in this world. It means that this is a spiritual discernment compared with spirituality. True? Joseph from the Jerusalem group, he's asking, what's connecting man to the Creator? Connecting man to the Creator, only the system of souls. If a person connects to it, he reveals on the inside the Creator. The Creator is, if I return myself now to this body, these are all the souls. These are the souls. If I connect myself in connection with the souls, into connection with the souls, it means in the love of the fellow man, where I want it or don't want it, like we drew in the previous picture, I discover here a suppression, a resistance. I discover resistance here. Upon this resistance, I purchase a masach by the Or Mekif, and then I make the connection with the souls. It's called the love of the others. And then, in the connection between them, I discover the Creator. Bo U-re'e, come and see, Bore, Creator, which is revealed among us, between us. These are the actions, in short, for the revelation of the Creator, for the connection with Him. Therefore, it is written, from the love of the fellow man to the love of the Creator. It's as from Israel, what does a man have to do in order not to forget that the other is a part of him, the revelation of the Creator towards him? He should hurt. He should be needy. There is no other option. Fear, pain. These are the only things which could hold a beast in constant demanding the going in the proper direction. Fear and pain. Or greatness. Gadlut. The gadlut of the goal. The importance. The greatness of the goal or the importance of it. Importance. It's also expressed within me as I don't have and it hurts. It's also I don't have, but it is the pain of love. The pain of love, it's called love torments. But torments, nonetheless, these are torments because I am the will to receive. So either it upon me pushes me from behind, fear and pain, sufferings, or the suffering of love. One of the two, but the love sufferings, they're useful because they draw you towards that goal. Compared with here that I receive the urge, the fear, I don't know where to run to. And the love, I'm attracted, I justify the Creator. On each and every step, I connect more and more. Yes, Nessie. When we fulfill the desires of the other by the Creator, man, he actually serves as a tube, but what he receives is the light of the Creator. True. Because he is the means here. He realizes this. Yes? Alexander from Petah Tikva, he's saying that all the friends from the world Kli, they have many actions and mutual desires. And he's asking, what do we lack? We don't lack anything. We'll unite, we'll gather, and we'll undoubtedly perform it. I wanted to ask, what precedes what? Does the resistance, first of all, grow, and then as a result you have to bring the Arvut, or first comes the Arvut, you build the Arvut, and then comes the resistance. Otherwise, where does it come from? It's the revelation of the evil as you try to do something. The child which tries to do something, he breaks, he understands, he doesn't understand, he cries because it doesn't come out right, and this is the way he learns. So as long as we don't build an Arvut on a higher degree, the resistances are not between us. Let's say it so. The truth is that in the Arvut there isn't that much to build. We also see, according to what is told to us in Matan Torah, they've assembled around Mount Sinai, they went through the 7 years of hunger, 7 years of satiation, the escaping, the passing through the Red Sea, Mount Sinai, and they receive the Torah. They get the Arvut and receive the Torah. They receive the Torah. Immediately after this, they build the golden calf. Immediately. What's immediately after it? Not to think about it. These are already different degrees. It's along with the Torah. You see, constantly the revelation of the evil as a result of yearning for the good. If they wouldn't have accepted the Torah, we wouldn't have been able, along with it, to build the golden calf. Impossible. One point, which is the Moses, is drawn to the Creator or is in an adhesion, accepts the Torah, all the rest, build the golden calf. And this is for the sake of the scrutiny of the matters. Therefore, to be drawn to the good, this is the obligation. Only upon this will the evil and the beast be revealed. I think that by this we shall conclude today. And we'll pass on to the messages. We invite you, our viewers, to stay with us after the lesson and watch Bokeh Or, the morning show which will open your day with a lot of hope and light. Today, Sunday, 7 p.m., live. We'll have our World Yeshivat Chaverim on www.kab.tv. It is a tremendous opportunity to get a peek at the way the friends from the Kabbalistic group Bnei Baruch realize the advice of the Kabbalists. We're concluding. Thank you very much to all our viewers, and have a great day.